Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalktainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalktainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse
you. Alrighty. Welcome to TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go on the world's greatest radio. You are now in touch with the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby, and this is Radio the Way It Should Be Heard. Call-in lines are open. You can do that by calling 1-877-932-9766, or you can actually Gmail me at the numeral number 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. You can do that. Also, our preferred way is to have you go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, hit the Listen Live button, and you're right there. The show is live, not rehearsed. It's live, not a podcast. It's live. And while you're there, hit the like and the subscribe button. We would really appreciate that. You can also go to the YouTube channel and type in the word Talktainment. Hit the space bar and type in the word radio. And then scroll down and until you get to Talktainment number 2. And there you are. And while you're there, like and subscribe to that button. And one more way, you can go to facebook.com/talktainment for the podcast replay, and you can hear the show there. Okay, got that out the way. Don't forget that we are still asking for your donations to the second hour of the Compensatory Concept. It's the hour that you want it, you requested it, and it is there, but we need you to support that. There will be a couple of announcements concerning that, but all you have to do is just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, and there is a yellow donate button there, and you can hit that, donate any amount that you feel to do, any amount. It would be greatly appreciated. Okay. Today's program is going to deal in two subjects. The first one, actually, we will probably combine them, but we're going to speak about, I have Mr. Fuller speak about, verdicts in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. And one of my faithful listeners indicated that I forgot to bring up a redlining, which I did say that we would discuss on, I think it was the 29th of August, and she was looking for the show to air on the 5th of September, but it didn't. But we're going to talk about that, what it is and how that works. Okay, or have Mr. Fuller discuss that, and then we will see. We will take any questions that you have. It doesn't have to be necessarily on those subjects. He will answer or give suggestions to anything that you want to do or want to say. So let me introduce to some and present to others Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Mr. Fuller, good morning, and how are you?
Good morning. I'm still learning.
Okay, I hear you very well. Good, good, good. Let's see. Let me open up the program with a letter. I know you don't like compliments, but I thought this was real nice. This comes from Brother Thompson, and he just said this. He said, Mr. Mr. Bobby, instead of the usual question or comment, I want to give Mr. Fuller a compliment this time. I want to thank him for his advice that if blacks cannot do anything constructive, that we should have little or nothing to do with each other. This has improved my life drastically. You get lonely sometimes, but it is much better than tolerating the normal destructive behavior of most so-called black people who are actually brown. This loneliness will actually bring some blacks to their senses and make them more constructive when dealing with each other. No pain, no gain. Once again, thank you, Mr. Fuller, for helping me to remove toxic black people from my life, family included, at least until they learn to stop being destructive and become more constructive. I know most of them won't, and that's fine too, Mr. Thompson. I thought that was very nice of him to mention that your word is helping him, along with other people. So I want to, I wanted to make sure that that was read and that you got that. Okay. Today we're going to talk about verdicts in the system of racism, which is white supremacy. And since we're on verdicts, Mr. Fuller, I thought that that would be categorized under the fifth area of people activity, which is law. And I found an interesting quote or statement that you made on page 149 of the revised expanded edition. And it simply said this: regardless of what you may have been told, expect at all times to be mistreated as a result of so-called laws, end of quote, and or legal systems, quote, end of quote, that you are involved in and or subject to during the existence of the system of white supremacy, racism. Do not expect truth to be revealed or used in a manner that results in justice and or correctness through so-called, quote, lawmaking, end of quote, that is directly or indirectly dominated by racist man and or racist woman. White supremacists collectively, at best, expect only the expressions of so-called, quote, concern, end of quote, or, quote, sympathy, end of quote. Mr. Fuller, could you just elaborate on that just a little bit, please? Basically, it's self-explanatory, but...
Yes. Well, first of all, we have to keep remembering we are prisoners of war. If you're a person of color and you're on the planet called Earth in 2018, you were born in prison. You have... prison means what? It's restrictions based on your color. That's what racism is. Restrictions, things you can't do, things you better not do, which is anything that displeases the people who believe in the prison system called the system of white supremacy. That's the prison system. That's the name of the prison. The entire planet is governed by those people, not all people who are classified as white, but by those people who are classified as white, and who have decided to make whiteness the standard for world government, and that everybody else can just make suggestions and all like that. People who are classified, who they classify as non-white, can make suggestions. They can have some input, which they do, and they can build things and help to do things and all like that, but always under the domination and along with the mistreatment, the whiplash, the chains, the restrictions of the people who believe in white supremacy. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that being the case, in case you have an assembly of people, which is what they call court is, the white supremacists run all courts throughout the world when it comes to non-white people.
Yes.
There are no non-white people who have jurisdiction over the world court when the white supremacists have an objection to what is going on in that court, so-called court. I mean, sure, there are black people who set up courts in what they call their nations and all like that, but the white supremacists are the Supreme Court of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Those white people who believe in white supremacy, that is the world Supreme Court. So they make the final decisions on anything that has to do with the affairs of non-white people, people who they classify as non-white, in all areas of activity 24/7.
Okay.
And that's economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war.
All righty. Before we continue, let's take this phone call. Okay, caller. You are now on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mr. Fuller. This is Lakeisha from California.
Okay, go ahead, Lakeisha.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. My question, I'm a teacher, and I've been teaching for several years, and I just got a letter of reprimand for doing an assignment that was connected to businesses that I have an interest in. So the assignment was was a world history class, and it was a project-based learning class where we were doing a lot of projects. When it got to chapter 20, which was, it was just a short summer school class. So it was 10 days per semester. So to make a long story short, the student complained because she's seen some of her things on social media on my website. And then she said I was trying to promote my personal business and trying to use them for financial gain. The business, Mangletree Caribbean Girl, that I created was a class project, but I did license it as an LLC. But it was an international restaurant because my husband's a Jamaican chef, but we never opened the restaurant. It was more like a creative project that I would use from class to class for inspiration, but it is actual business. But when I told the district, I was like, you know, yes, it's a project, it's a business, but we never actually opened it. But we have it on social media for fun. We do things for friends and family. And then on the other token, I'm also a real estate agent. So we were doing things such as doing videos about how to buy a home, so on and so forth, giving them ideas on how to create promotional videos, propaganda, you know, how it was in World War II, so on and so forth. So the reason why this is a problem is because I'm a second-year probationary teacher, and this is my 10-year year. So in terms of me having the most constructive result, as I've been listening to you, I have an option to reply to the letter of reprimand. So it seems like whatever I say, they turn it around, because I had to end up erasing all of my social media sites, because all of my social media, they kept taking it and flipping it, you know, into a different thing. Because for a year, I've been, you know, doing things in terms of promoting real estate and trying to, you know, promote real estate, because that's my way how I plan on getting financial freedom.
Okay, excuse me, dear. Just for the sake of time, because that is very interesting, could you just get to the meat of the question that you would like to ask Mr. Fuller? You did a beautiful job in explaining everything, but for the sake of time, we need to expedite it a little more. So could you just go right to what it is that you would like Mr. Fuller to answer, please?
Okay. My question is, I don't want to dig myself in any bigger of a hole, because they're already saying that I'm lying, because I said I don't have a restaurant, even though there is no restaurant, but there's a concept of a restaurant. I erased everything from social media, but they're still saying, okay, now it's a catering business. So I want to know, what will be the most constructive thing for me to write down on paper in terms of response? I already got the letter of reprimand. I'm not fired. But with me being a probationary teacher, it's like a nail in my coffin.
Okay.
So by March is when they decide whether they're going to keep you or they're going to let you go. If they keep me, I have to get tenure next year. And I know how Dr. Phil is always talking about how their goal is to keep you moving. Never let you be stable. So I don't want to get too emotional about this, and I want to be prepared. So I want to ask him, what should I write a rebuttal to this letter of reprimand? Should I just be looking for another job? What would be the most instructive thing to do in this case?
Okay.
I don't know. You're saying so many things here. See what I mean? I can't keep up with them, really. But that's my fault. But basically, when you are hired by anybody in the system of racism, I'll put it that way, you have to find out what they want you to do. It always comes down to what do you want to do and what do they want you to do. They meaning whomever has power over you, all right? And apparently you're talking about the people who have power over you. So you want to get it very clear about what you can do and what you can't do. You are in a prison. You're not in some type of equal situation. You're in a prison. You're a person of color. You're in a prison. So you find out what the people who are the prison masters want you to do and all the things that they tell you not to do, and get that clear. Otherwise, you're going to keep having this confusion, and you're going to have this anguish that goes with it, because apparently, from what you're saying, it's not clear what your prison masters, either directly or indirectly, that's who they are, prison masters, want you as a prisoner of war to do and not do in their prison. You don't have any property. You don't have anything. You are at complete mercy of your masters, your prison masters. You have to look at it like that, because that is exactly the way that it is. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation, because you wouldn't be having any problems. People would be listening to you and going the way that you want to go. I mean, you know, it's called freedom. You don't have that. No such thing as that for you in the system of racism. So you have to be very specific in finding out what they want you to do and what they don't want you to do, and write that down, make that clear, so it won't be any misunderstanding. Then you go from there and find out the things that you can do that they haven't asked you to do, and why it is, and have them put everything in writing. That's the best way.
All righty. Thank you, dear, for your question. Let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's one that I'm going to share with you, and it is called Talking Sports Plus with yours truly as host. This coming Tuesday, we are scheduled to have a songstress. Now, if you like the likes of Nancy Wilson, Sarah Vaughan, maybe even Dinah Washington for those who are old school, then you want to tune in this Tuesday from 6 p.m. until 7 and hear the interview that we are proposed to have with Sabrina Touchstone, a world-class singer and has sung all over the world. She's local here in the Columbus, Ohio area, and if you are here, you want to make sure that you want to see where she is performing at and hear what she has to say and sing. It's very good. Talking Sports and all the other programs that are on TalkTainmentRadio.com are exclusive, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainment Radio homepage, click on the programs for scheduled times, and a little bio on each individual or each program. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. And today we are talking about verdicts in the system of racism, which is white supremacy, and also redlining. What is it? How does it work? We are going to discuss that. We'll take your calls at 1-877-932-9766. Okay, since we are on that, and the young lady did mention that they own a real estate business, we want to talk about redlining too. Mr. Fuller, are you familiar with that term, redlining?
I've heard the term. I've never been involved in any of the litigation or talked to anyone at great length about the details of it. So I'm not familiar with the details.
Okay.
But I am familiar with the concept.
Okay.
And it comes under dislocation, which is there's a portion of the book, The Counter-Racist Code, that talks about racial dislocation.
Racial.
That's one of the basic strategies of the white supremacists.
Okay.
They always see to it that non-white people, when they are beginning to get on their feet in any kind of way, then they are dislocated. They are made to move from where they are to some other place where they can't function very well without being almost helpless and starting all over again.
That's right.
They keep, in other words, keep them moving.
That's right. Okay. By definition, and there are many definitions, but here is one very good definition that makes it clear. In the United States, redlining is the systematic denial of various services to residents of specific, often racially associated neighborhoods or communities, either directly or through the selective raising of prices. If you would go to the Google channel and just put in redlining, there are several things that come up. One of them would be the disturbing history of suburbs. One would be, is this new redlining how people of color are being shut out of buying? And just simply redlining gives you a whole history of this practice. For example, one of them here says, what is redlining? What does redlining mean? Have you been redlined? I know when I was in school at Ohio State, we had a geography class, and I noticed a lot of different things, how white people lived basically in one area and blacks lived in another area. And I took the top 21 cities in the United States and found a very familiar pattern where black people seemed to be segregated in one specific area. There were a few that were scattered out. And I realized that this was done on purpose. And then, of course, I became familiar with the term redlining and why. So we're going to, discuss that and what can be done about that. Let's take this call. Caller, you're now on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mr. Fuller. I have another question. My question regards to economics. I know you said that economics is all in regards to time and energy. Now, I've been trying to focus on investing in real estate for financial freedom. Do you think that's a plausible way to fight racism, is by saving money, investing in real estate that produces income?
Yes, if you can do it successfully, if you figure out how to do it, you do anything that you can to better your condition in the prison system called the system of white supremacy. So whether you go into the cafe business or any type of business, real estate is a business. So you just see what you can do and what you have a talent for doing legitimately, legally, and you do it. As long as it's not hurting someone, I mean, you're not doing harm to anyone, you're helping someone, anything of constructive value. I mean, opening a garage or whatever, real estate, you have to do something. The white supremacists require that you do something in order to have income. So you try to do the most constructive thing. And so if you find out that you can do that in a constructive manner without doing more harm than you do things of constructive value, then you do it. That's it. It's not complicated at all. Anything that's constructive.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your call, caller. Continuing on page 149, we're still under the law. You also wrote this, Mr. Fuller. You said, according to compensatory logic, a, quote, law, end of quote, is anything that is done, quote, end of quote. This means that every time any, quote, police, end of quote, person does anything, he or she is practicing, enacting, enforcing, etc., a, quote, law, end of quote, of whatever it is that is being done. It is important to know and to understand that, quote, law, end of quote, is not the same as justice. Why do people think that, Mr. Fuller?
law is not the same as justice. Laws change. Justice remains the same. That's a quote that's in the book, I believe. See, laws change. It's certainly in the original copy of the basic textbook for victims of white supremacy. Laws change, but justice remains the same. So what is justice? Justice is guaranteeing that no person is mistreated and guaranteeing that the person that needs help the most gets the most constructive help. Now, as far as I know, that doesn't exist anywhere on the planet. That's why it's necessary to get rid of racism, because you cannot have racism and justice on the same planet at the same time. It will never happen. It's impossible for that to happen, because racism is white supremacy. And as long as you have people being mistreated deliberately on the basis of color, it's a no-brainer that you absolutely cannot have justice. But you're always trying to do two things: replace the system of racism with the system of justice. Number one, you're trying to get rid of racism, but not just get rid of racism, but you're trying to get rid of all injustices. That's that second thing. Mm-hmm. All mistreatment of people in any form. And I was just thinking about fraternities on college campuses, because I saw an article in this morning's paper about that and all like that. And black people should be the pioneers, since we always, you know, coming up, we're always falling behind what somebody else is doing, never having anything to do of our own that is of constructive value. When we come up with something, it's usually a bunch of nonsense that nobody would want to be a part of that's got any sense. So in just the college fraternities, we've been kind of stuck into just the old habits of what fraternities do. And we should be pioneers saying, we're not doing what fraternities traditionally do. One thing, that thing about hazing, that's mistreatment. We are not for any type of mistreatment for anybody anywhere under any circumstance. And that thing called hazing, you don't find that in black fraternities and sororities.
What?
I said that's what I'm saying. It should be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they starting out and this fall, they should say, hey, we don't do any of that. Not only that, we're going to stop doing a whole bunch of things and start doing a whole bunch of things that fraternities and sororities have never been known to do. We're going to be the pioneers on what a real sorority is supposed to be like. We're supposed to be producing universal men and universal women, all right? I mean, who are top quality people in every area of activity, and that does not include mistreatment of anybody under any circumstance for any reason. And you know, just take that as a doctrine and say, no, we reforming this whole thing. I mean, and throughout the world. Now, the association that sets it up and all like that, they'll say, well, yeah, we'll go along with that because we don't believe in hazing either. And would say, well, yeah, we're going further than just hazing. We're saying the whole purpose for sorority or fraternity, we're supposed to be producing the best quality people that the world will ever see in every area of activity. And the black people should be pioneering that if they're going to have any of these things at all, rather than these little nonsense games and whatnot and binge drinking
mm-hmm.
and all that type of thing. I mean, just following in the footsteps of what somebody else has laid out. Be pioneers. We got to be different from what we ever have been, what mm-hmm. anybody has ever been.
Okay. We got to leave it there for this. TalkTeam@radio.com. We go where you go. Check us out on 94.1 WGRN. Podcasts are available. All you have to do is download the TalkTeam@radio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Coming up next, we are going to ask a question. You can expect to be mistreated in this system. We have a phone call. And what's going down in Dallas, Texas? That and more will be discussed here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
You got the power.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Hello, I am Mr. Bobby. I'm the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. And our topics are today the verdicts in the system of racism, which is white supremacy and redlining. We have several questions here, but before we get to these questions, we have a phone call. So let's take the phone call first, and then we'll proceed. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller.
Hello, Mr. Bobby. Hello, Mr. Fuller. This is Jane Lance calling from New York.
Hey, Jane. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a question about Serena Williams.
Yeah, go ahead.
Last weekend, Serena Williams was accused of cheating, and they fined her several thousand dollars. And she started ranting and raving, and she demanded that the referee apologize to her. So the first thing I thought about was you, Mr. Fuller, when you said that we should never ask anybody for an apology, to respect us or to love us. So what is the most constructive thing that Serena could have done in that situation?
Well, she did what she did because she didn't mention anything about race. So what I have in my textbook is that under VGQ, every victim of racism can say anything that he or she chooses to say. In fact, has the duty to say anything that he or she chooses to say about race, racism, and or counter-racism. That means being against racism. You can make any statements or raise any questions or any issues about that. To the best of my knowledge, Ms. Serena Williams, a person of color, she mentioned something about sexism. Well, that would come under racism, of course. So I guess that would also come under VGQ. So I can simply say that she just said what she said. But the code also says that you should never ask for an apology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Three things. You never ask for an apology. But these are suggestions. See, everything that I have written is a suggestion. You don't have to stick with it. Not at all. Because what Neely Fuller says, I'm not somebody's dictator. I'm just a fellow prisoner. I'm just making suggestions about what works and what doesn't. And I have found that, you know, that when you ask for an apology, it's not given freely. Because an apology should be. An apology is something that a person gives to you without you asking. In order for that apology to have what? Value. And it's three things you don't ask for, according to the code. An apology, love, and respect. You don't ask for those three things. For one, the last one, respect, is something that you give to yourself. So you never ask anybody for respect under any circumstance. Because that can only come from you. It can't come from someone else. It's impossible for respect to come from someone else. Because what is respect? Respect is refusing to lie to yourself. Now, love and apologies come from someone else. But they should give it to you freely without you asking for it. You might not even be thinking about it. But that's something that the other person is supposed to give. If you have to ask for it, it's not worth anything. That's the logic.
Would you say that if someone asks another person for an apology and they got the apology, that the apology is automatically insincere because, like you said, if you have to ask, it has no value?
That would be the compensatory logic. Yes, you don't regard it. If you have to ask and then you get it, then you shouldn't value it. I mean, because you shouldn't have asked in the first place. A person who comes to you 6 months later, maybe, or 2 years later, and say, you know, you may have forgotten that incident where I did such and such a thing, or I said such and such a thing involving you, and I've been thinking about it for a couple of years and whatnot, and I was embarrassed about what I did and all like that, so I'd like to apologize. Now, that's when it's real. That's when it has depth. But if you see somebody by the collar and say, you're going to apologize to me, well, they'll just simply say, okay. You know, I apologize. All right, you know, no problem, you know. How many do you want?
But it doesn't mean anything.
Yes, because you had to ask for it. I demand an apology. No. And another thing, when it comes to non-white people, you can't demand anything of the white supremacists.
Because?
Period. Because of the system of white supremacy. Okay. You're a prisoner. Prisoners don't make demands. Prisoners beg. Yeah. We are all beggars. We are born in a begging position. We are born in the position of babies. Everywhere on the planet, if you're a person of color, you are in a baby's position. You're only in a begging capacity. A lot of people say black people shouldn't be going around begging white folks for nothing. Well, you're not going to get nothing unless you beg because they got everything that you want. You don't have anything. You weren't born having anything.
Okay. Before we, and I forgot to do this at the beginning of the program, but I'll do it after you speak about your book. That is asking about the movies. I hope you have three selected. But before we do that, the question is, how does, in your opinion, Mr. Fuller, how does redlining affect the economical growth in a neighborhood set up by the people who put the redlining in the first place?
The people who decide where black people are going to be, and that's the white supremacists of the world collectively. They decide where black people can't even be in Africa. If the white supremacists decide, we're going to move you to some artificial islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, all of you. Now, what are you going to do about it? Say you don't like it? Well, you say you don't like a lot of things, but I do it anyway. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you ain't got the muscle. You don't know how to do nothing except what I tell you to do.
I see what you mean.
And your record has shown that. That's the voice of the white supremacy.
Right.
And they have always made that stick.
Yes, because in a prison system, you don't have the right to or get to choose where your cell is going to be. They choose it for you. Absolutely.
That's why I keep using the prison system analogy. If you forget for one moment that you are in a prison. You were born in a prison.
Yes.
The name of that prison is called the System of White Supremacy. That's the name of the prison. And if you're a person of color, you're born in that prison and assigned to a cell. Now, anytime the prison masters want you to move, you are going to move.
That's correct.
Period. Either, you know, one way or another, you're coming out of that cell, even if you come out feet first.
Yeah, you coming out.
Which they can easily do because you've got no protection, and you can't even name anybody that can protect you.
Okay. Now, before we get to your book, why is it so hard for us as a people to remember that we are in a prison system and we are born in a prison system? Why do we have so much problem with that, in your opinion, Mr. Fuller, as you've seen over the years?
Well, for one thing, I haven't been saying it until this recently. I mean, I'm trying to figure out a way that's why I use that movie Shawshank Redemption.
Yes.
So, you know, and that's something I started maybe about 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
But recently I've just been saying, consider yourself, if you're a person of color, being born in a prison and you have never been outside that prison.
Mm.
And the prison masters dominate you in all of your moves. Like in a prison, you don't move without the prison master's permission. You don't go anywhere in a prison until the prison master say you can go. Okay? Go in this cell. Go in that cell. Okay, it's break time. All right. It's recreation time. All right. It's time to go to the movies. Okay, it's time to go to bed. Lights out. Lights out, you people, you dark people. Lights out. Okay? And I control all the lights. You don't control anything. You think you control something? You can't even control your breathing because I can shut that off anytime I want to.
Mm.
There's nobody big enough to stop me, and you know it.
Mm.
And your grandpapa knew it.
Wow.
Because he found out the hard way.
He found out the hard way.
Right.
Okay. This is the time, Mr. Fuller, that, well, let me do this. TalkToHim@radio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkToHim@radio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, and it is at this particular time of the program that we have Mr. Fuller speak about his book. So, Mr. Fuller, speak about your book, the latest updates, when we can get it, and any pertinent information.
Right. You just go to producejustice.com, producejustice.com, and what will come up on the screen is a basic description of the textbook workbook for victims of white supremacy, and the book, all of the writings, and this program is directed toward the individual person, what the individual person can do, not just what the problem is, but what the individual person can do in each and every area of activity where he or she happens to be. That's why I call it the compensatory counter-racist code. Everybody should have a code, every person, every creature, because ants have codes, birds have codes. What is a code? It means when you do it, it works. Birds have a code for building a nest. I mean, that's the in the code, the bird's code, nest building. A bird doesn't build a nest, say, like maybe a bee does, or a spider. A spider has a different way of going about building a nest that is will fit the environment for a spider. But a bird goes about doing things that a bird does for a nest. So a bird does have housing, okay? And all creatures should have a code. The non-white people of this planet have never had what we call a counter-racist code, that what you do works for you and works against the system of racism and works for the system of justice. And it should be tailored to the individual person, not just the so-called groups as a mass. There's no such thing as the mass. You're an individual person. You have to make decisions all day long on your own, without anybody around. And that's what we don't have, because codification is about decision making. Not doing this and this and this and doing this, this and this. Why? Because out of six things, the first three things that you would name don't work, and the second three do work. So you always have a code where you say and do the things that always work for you as an individual. The concept is you solve the problem of each individual and you solve the problem of every individual, all of the millions of people on the planet.
Okay.
The billions.
Oh, okay. So we can get the book.
ProduceJustice.com.
Okay.
That's ProduceJustice.com.
All righty. Now, let's do this because I have so much to do. Okay, we've got to get to the list. Now, you left off the last one, number 15, you left off was The Wizard of Oz. Do you have three for this week?
Movie.
Yeah, movies, yeah.
Oh,
we have we have 15 that you have. And the reason why I'm asking is because a lady wrote to me and wanted to complete a list of the 40 books that you suggested, 40 movies that you suggested, and they have religiously been on me about making sure that I get that. So I decided that I would do it at least three, you know, per week so we wouldn't have to go through the entire list. It is as follows right now. The BBC, The History of Racism, I, Claudius, Gone with the Wind, Shane, Ombre, High Noon, Bound for Glory, The Grapes of Wrath, Sounder,
Wild
River, Splendor in the Grass, The Wizard of Oz. I forgot to mention The Shawshank Redemption, Casablanca, and Godfather 1 and 2. That would be 3, 4, and 5. Or, yeah, 3, 4, 5. Now, 16, 17, and 18, what would they be?
Well, I would say The Treasure of Sierra Madre. That's another Humphrey Bogart movie.
Treasure of, I'm writing this down.
With Walter Houston, The Treasure of Sierra Madre.
Madre, okay. Right. Madre, okay, got that. What else?
Paths of Glory.
Paths of Glory, okay.
And Gandhi.
Okay, Gandhi.
Yes.
Okay, that's the three for this week. So next week we'll do 19, 20, halfway there, and 21. Okay, before I get to, I'm not even going to begin to pronounce his name, but it has to do with the three T's and not the three T's from last week. Let me take the phone call first. Okay, caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Fuller, I have a question. You've stated that in the world where racism like supremacy exists, that we do not have justice, and the definition of justice and love are one and the same. With that being said, would you say that in the world of racism, white supremacy, that we do not have self-love since there is no justice, and consequently it contributes to the self-destructive practices of black Americans?
Mr. Fuller?
Yes. See, love and justice are one and the same. I mean, when you say love, you're talking about justice, because you can't have love without justice. You can't have justice without love.
Mm-hmm.
But so they're really one and the same. Actually, the word love, we usually consider it like it has to do with what we call romance. That's where it gets contaminated, in the ways of the Romans. That's an act. That's putting on. You know, romance is putting on. It's like it's like theater. It's like play acting. Okay? Candlelight and roses and that type of thing. That's play acting. That's putting on. That's like a show, a third grade play, all right? And so that gets mixed up with this thing called love. Love is justice. And what is justice? Guaranteeing that no person is mistreated. That's what, you know, we don't look. See, we like the romance part of the phony stuff and all like that, the chocolates and all like that, Valentine's Day, that type of thing. We associate that with love, and we think that hugging people is expressing love. Just go, let me hug you. Everybody gets around, at the funerals and whatnot, and at the gatherings,
mm-hmm.
and I love you, man. You're my homeboy. I love you, man. I love you. And shooting breaks out about 15 minutes after that, all up and down the block. We need to come off of that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretending. We can't stand each other. And we ought to admit that. Okay? We got to back off and try to get justice. That's what it is, which means what? You guarantee that nobody's mistreated. You know when you're mistreating somebody. And you know when somebody's being mistreated. Even little tots begin to sense that at an early age, long before they can even voice it. They can tell when they're sitting in the classroom and they're giving out maybe some free food that day, and everybody gets some food except little Ronnie. And then the next day, the same thing. Little Ronnie's sitting over there to the side, all right? They skip over him when they come down the aisle handing out lunches. And he's just, 6 years old, 7 years old, and he doesn't say anything. But he knows that injustice is happening. He sits there with his little eyes in wonderment. He's hurting. But nobody says anything. So that should spill over into everything that we think and do,
mm-hmm.
everywhere on the planet, every day. Is somebody being mistreated?
Yes.
All right? And is the person who needs help the most getting the most constructive help? That's the definition of justice, and that's the definition of love.
Okay.
If you don't have those two things, forget about it. All that hugging and high-fiving doesn't mean anything. We need to even stop that.
Okay.
Don't touch anybody, because you don't know what love is.
All righty. Before I get to the question about the three T's, look, I want to get to your Gmails. But I'm required to go through the phones first, so if I don't get to the Gmails, you'll know why. Caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Mr. Fuller. Okay, last time. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question? Okay, I'm going to have to... Okay. Mr. Fuller, we couldn't get through for whatever the reason, but anyway... this question, and I'm not even going to begin to pronounce this person's name. I would really mess it up. But anyway, he says this. It says, a question for Mr. Fuller regarding the three T's. Not the three T's from last week, which were telling, training, and testing. These are the three T's that Mr. Fuller has mentioned before several times. He says, Mr. Fuller, I hope this Gmail finds you in still learning mode. Mr. Fuller describes the relationship between white and non-white people as being either tacky, tragic, or terroristic. Mr. Fuller, what do you mean by tacky? I am not a native English speaker, and I am not suspecting that the use of the word tacky may be colloquial or slang of some sort. Please clarify your meaning of this expression in its context. Thank you.
Well, it's in the traditional definition of it, but it just means loose. It means not sincere. I just described that. A lot of that hugging and high-fiving and whatnot, there's no sincerity to it. There's no substance to it. There's nothing to back it up. All right? Best to do something to help a person rather than all these, we got words, I mean, and signs and symbols and whatnot with no substance to it whatsoever. Not willing to go outside in the rain to help anybody do anything when help is really needed. I mean, but we got all this high-fiving and hugging all the time. And we're the most terrible people to be around when it comes to this every day,
mm-hmm.
helping somebody or trying to not to hurt somebody, then you will find other than the white supremacists themselves. And it's all an act. When we need to stop being actors and be real. And so, you know, find a way to help people or stay away from them, all right, until you figure out a way to help somebody or for somebody to help you to do something that's absolutely constructive. That's all it is. That's real love. That gets away from the tackiness.
Okay.
See, because that's all we have now. Tacky.
Tacky.
I mean, everything is the way we talk to each other is tacky. I mean, there's nothing, no substance, no constructive value in it. We need to be quieter. In fact, we need to be some of the quietest people on earth.
Okay.
Okay.
All
overnight,
right.
We should be that.
Okay.
And that would bring about a change. Because then when you're quiet, it means you have to do a lot of thinking.
All right.
Because your mind kind of kicks in when you're quiet.
Okay.
But we believe in doing what? Making noise. We even go around bragging about it. Let's make some noise. All right. We don't need any more noise. We need to be quiet and do some serious thinking about something for once in our lives, and we might be able to get out of this prison and dismantle it.
Mm. Okay. Let's do this. Gigi says this, Mr. Fuller, and we may have to take this to the other side, but it says, Dear Mr. Fuller, is the effectiveness of responding to the system of white supremacy racism in a codified manner something that is measurable? In other words, can progress made towards dismantling the prison system through the use of a counter-racist code be measured in order for us to continue using the same code against it?
The question is what now?
Is the effectiveness of responding to the system of white supremacy racism in a codified manner something that is measurable? In other words, can progress be made toward dismantling the prison system through the use of a counter-racist code be measured in order for us to continue using the same code? Don't answer that right now because we have to prepare for the second hour. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. Thank you for the pleasure of your time. We'll see you in the second hour.